nothing that's grim,
nothing that's Greek.
She plays Medea later this week.
Stunning surprises, cunning disguises, hundreds of actors out of sight.
Pantaloons and tunics, courtesans and eunuchs.
Good morning, everybody, and Happy New Year. I'm Eric. This is Backstage here on WZBG, and it's January, January 6th. It's the first show of 2024, and so glad to be with you. It feels like it's been a hot minute since we were all together here on a Saturday morning talking about theater, and that's exactly what we're going to be doing. But before we do that, I do want to check in with the WZBG Storm Center, because of course we do have a winter weather event taking place this weekend, and make sure that I get you all the up-to-date information that we have there. So, according to the Storm Center, some things to note. Today, January 6th, Torrington High School Players Matinee of A Year with Frog and Toad will be at 1 p.m. in the afternoon at the Torrington High School Little Theater. So that's a time change. The A Year with Frog and Toad is at 1 p.m. this afternoon at the Torrington High School Little Theater. As for tomorrow, January 7th, Morris Congregational Church has canceled their Sunday services. St. Paul's Lutheran Church has canceled in-person services. They encourage you to join on their Facebook or YouTube pages at 10 a.m. And St. Paul's Church in Bantam has canceled its Sunday 10 a.m. service. And that's the information we have for you this morning. The Storm Center, of course, brought to you by Northwest Hills Credit Union. Northwest Hills Credit Union in Torrington has the loan products to meet everyone's needs, like first and second mortgages, vehicle loans, personal loans, credit cards, and more. You can apply online or call today. Details are at nwhcu.com. And now that we've done that, it is time to talk theater, which is hopefully why you're tuning in. I'm joined this morning by two brand new guests here to Backstage. I'm joined by Catherine Griffin and Killian Meehan from the theatrical group, we'll call it, the Bright Young Things of Connecticut, who are hosting a cabaret today over at Phoenix Stage Company, which we're going to talk all about here this morning on Backstage. So Catherine and Killian, good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Great to have you both here. Great to have first-time guests here on Backstage, starting off the new year with new people. It's fabulous. Killian, we met not that long ago over the summer. You played Gaston in Beauty and the Beast over at the Thomason Opera House. And I believe I had seen you previously. Were you not Shakespeare at Phoenix Stage in the History of Theater Abridged?
I most certainly was.
There you go. So a very talented performer, great stage presence, I have to say. And enviable hair, long flowing locks. It's amazing. It's absolutely fabulous. Catherine, I'm not familiar with you. I don't know if I've seen you in anything. Have you done anything in the area recently that I might have caught?
I haven't performed recently in the area, but okay. I did choreograph the production of Beauty and the Beast that Killian was in.
Oh, okay. There we go. So I've seen your work on stage. I just haven't seen you on stage. Well,
yes.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Great to have you both here to talk all about your cabaret that's playing today at Phoenix Stage over there in beautiful Oakville, Connecticut. It's called It's Our House Now, and this is a villain cabaret that you've put together here, which is fascinating. So before we get too much into that, let's talk about the Bright Young Things of Connecticut. What is this group that you two are part of?
Yeah, so this started... I went to, and I've been working at Phoenix Stage since before COVID, mm-hmm. and I really fell in love with everyone that was there. And my mother, who has also been there helping out, she's been taking some of the promo photos for some of their shows over the past couple of years. We've really wanted to try and help the theater during this time after COVID, where every theater's been suffering so much.
Oh, yes.
So what better way to do that than putting on a low-budget show mm-hmm. and getting a bunch of friends together to sing some songs together? Doing things that we normally wouldn't get to do in a normal musical.
Mm-hmm.
So we did one show at the end of summer that was just a general comedy cabaret.
Okay.
Sang a bunch of songs from musicals and TV shows, and then we were planning on doing one come the new year, and we were like, what a better way to celebrate a new year than thinking about all of our favorite villains.
Now, Catherine, I'll throw this one to you. It's called The Bright Young Things of Connecticut. So I'm assuming that this is tracking towards a younger performing crowd.
Correct. So The Bright Young Things is composed of people under the age of 30
mm-hmm.
And kind of in that in-between, like, teenager and real, true adult age.
And I think that's fabulous. You know, the community theater only works if it's replenished on a regular basis with new faces. And that's not to say that if you are a, let's say, more seasoned individual, we won't use the O word, but if you're a more seasoned individual, yes, community theaters would love to have you come in and participate, perform, work backstage, costumes, front of house, anything like that. But for the programs to have long-term futures, bringing in younger people is absolutely crucial to get the experience of performing or working backstage or working in the front of house, but also just to, you know, have the next generation just that's just there and willing to continue on when people want to step away for whatever reason, you know. So I think it's fabulous that you've got this group together and that you're putting on this show. And it's called Our House Now. It's a villain cabaret. So what are we talking about here? Is there a loose story created for it, or is it just like, hey, we're gonna get together and talk about some villains and sing some villain songs? What can audiences expect if they come to see it?
It's more the latter half. Okay. Our House Now is a rip from the Mickey's House of Villains.
Ah, yes. Okay.
So that is our opening number, and the idea is that these villains from various forms of media have taken over Phoenix Stage, and we are going to perform our cabaret for the audience.
Fabulous. And I see you've got a cast of about 7 people here. Am I seeing that correctly?
Yes.
Chad, is it Cellini?
Yes.
Chad Cellini. Emily Paris, J. Blaise de Mondugno? I'm sorry if I'm saying that wrong. Catherine Griffin, who's here with us here this morning. Killian Meehan, who's here with us this morning. Matthew Benson and Sid Sebastian. So, some names that I'm not very familiar with, which I think is great. You know, it's an opportunity to highlight people that are maybe new to the area or people that haven't had a chance to really step up and seize the reins yet. So, tremendous. It's happening today, and I know that what's on the Phoenix site is no longer accurate with the weather situation. I know you've changed things. So it's today at 2 o'clock and 7 o'clock.
Yes.
So you got 2 performances today. About how long would you say the cabaret go? Is it like an hour, hour and a half?
It's probably about 2 hours.
We have two
full acts of songs, and there's a 10-minute intermission in between.
Yeah, so I would say with the intermission, it definitely comes to just around that 2-hour mark.
Oh, very nice. You can't beat that. Tickets are $20 general admission, $15 for students, which is a heck of a lot of entertainment for that price, I have to say. I mean, you can't even go to the movies for that kind of cost. So.
And there's free popcorn.
And, oh, the popcorn. The popcorn, absolutely. I love the popcorn. I am not ashamed. I'm a popcorn guy in general, but there's something about that Phoenix Stage popcorn that just, it's glorious.
Free popcorn always tastes better than the one you pay for.
And there is that element of as well. You can't beat the price. So it's very exciting. You can find tickets by going to phoenixstagecompany.org or call the box office. And Ed, this one's for you. You're going to shout out the number, 860-417-2505, 860-417-2505. So to kind of keep with the theme here this morning, I've brought villain songs along from some musicals, some famous, some maybe less so, but still amazing villain songs. And I think now's a good time to play one. I brought way too much music, and Killian and Catherine here just said, pick whatever ones you want. So I'm going to start one off that my girlfriend specifically requested from the musical The Scarlet Pimpernel, the original Broadway cast. This is Terrence Mann singing Falcon in the Dive.
Hunt for this man. Comb the city, every street, every grate. You put a guard at every gate, drag him out. Shout the moment that you find him. Damn! Knock in the doors, lock up the city. Track him down through this town. And be quick about it now. How the devil can I ever prevail when I'm only a man? I can never be duped by that scurrilous phantom again. I wasn't born to walk on water, I wasn't born to sack and slaughter, but on my soul I wasn't born to stoop to scorn and knuckle under. A man can learn to steal some thunder, a man can learn to work some wonder, but when the gauntlet's down it's time to rise and climb the sky, and soon the moon will smolder and the winds will drive.
Yes, a man grows older, but his soul remains alive. While those tremulous stars still glitter, I will survive. Let my heart grow colder and as bitter as a falcon in the dive. There was a dream, a dying ember. There was a dream I don't remember. But I will resurrect that dream. The rivers stream and hills grow steeper. For here in hell where life gets cheaper, oh, here in hell the blood runs deeper. And when the final duel is near, I'll lift my spear and fly, piercing into the sky and higher. And the strong will thrive. Yes, the weak will cower. Who are the fittest will survive if we wait for the darkest hour. Here we spring alive. Then with claws of fire, we devour like a falcon in the dive. These are the days, yes, days of glory, days of rage and the dream. And the dream of Paris preys on my bones, gnawing night and day and clawing through my brain. And no, never kneel, never bend, rend him to bits, bite! Oh, the beauty of the fight. I'm not a man to hunger for blood, but the spirit can cry to be younger and fiercer and fly, piercing into the sky and higher. And the strong will thrive. Yes, the weak will cower, while the fittest will survive if we wait for the darkest hour. Here we spring alive, then with claws of fire we devour like a falcon.
That was Terrence Mann from the original Broadway cast of Scarlet Pimpernel. Wow. Went blank there for a second. With The Falcon in the Dive, a great Broadway villain song. We're talking villain songs here on Backstage on WZBG this morning because I'm joined by Killian Meehan and Catherine Griffin from the Bright Young Things of Connecticut for their cabaret, which is happening today at 2 and 7 p.m., called It's Our House Now, a villain cabaret. So what was the... And this is for either of you, really. What was the thought process going into picking a villain cabaret? I mean, you could do a cabaret about anything, right? So why villains, of all things?
So when we were originally deciding what to do for the cabaret, we wanted to pick something that was distinct.
Okay.
And something that everyone always wants to do, but there's only usually one opportunity to get to do it in a show.
Yeah.
There's only one villain, and only one person gets to experience that villain track. So we were trying to decide on something that would be unique, that mm-hmm. somebody would go, oh, that's an interesting idea,
yeah.
and that there would be enough material where everybody could have something that they're really excited to sing.
Mm. Because there are some great villain songs. I mean, you can go back all the way to Oklahoma, which gave, what's his name? Judd Fry. Judd Fry got Lonely Room. And a villain song, and it was an amazing number. And all the way up through to the modern times, you get the villain songs. Hamilton has the king singing "You'll Be Back," to give you a more recent example. So, but you're right, there is usually only the one villain, maybe a number one henchman, but you get the one villain that gets that big epic moment and hopefully gets a really cool song. I was surprised going through my music catalog how few villain songs there are, comparatively speaking, to the number of shows there are. You know, how many shows, yeah, you have conflict, but there's not always a villain per se. So did you have trouble finding material, or did everybody come in with it thinking, oh, we could do this and we could do this and we could, you know, with a litany of ideas?
There was definitely a bit of give and take on trying to find some songs.
Mm-hmm.
Because there is usually only, if there is a villain song, there's like one villain song.
Yeah.
So, and then finding group numbers was another mm-hmm. thing too, finding numbers that we were able to, I know Catherine is singing, we did a cut version of Friends on the Other Side.
Oh, mm-hmm. yes, from The Princess and the Frog.
Yes. And so there's a lot of Disney, because mm-hmm. Disney typically has a solid villain song, at least one, a lot of times two, mm-hmm. but once you go beyond just the realm of the mouse, you know, you you see there, the villain songs are not as easy to find.
Yeah, I have quite the music library after having done this show for 5.5 years, almost 6, believe it or not. And from just things I've done in the past and performances and whatnot. And I would say maybe 20% of the albums that I have contain a great villain song from Broadway. So that's interesting that that's the direction you went in. But some of the songs are just too good. You can't pass them up. So you said you're working on some group numbers as well, because normally the villain song is the villain, you know, and again, maybe the number one henchman. So was it a challenge to sort of turn some of these into more ensemble pieces, or did it seem to fit pretty easily?
I think we were able, it was finding ones that were able to fit mm-hmm. the people that wanted to sing them.
Okay.
So I know right up, we did a couple edits mm-hmm. closer, like once we started our rehearsal process. And one of the songs, we were looking for a song that had 3 male singers.
Oh.
A villain song with 3 male singers, and we found a Count of Monte Cristo musical.
Oh, yes.
And it's the song A Story Told.
Okay.
Which is Mondango, Danglars, and Villafort singing how they're going to screw Dante over.
Yeah.
And it's such a good song, and we listen to it, and it's like, where did this song come from? But it's a great villain song that we like. It's these deep cut songs that are like, Catherine singing one from, where is the villain in my own story from?
Oh, Crazy Ex-Girlfriend.
The television show. Yeah. Yes. One of the fairly recent TV shows that brought in a lot of musical numbers. Yes. You know, Zoe's Extraordinary Playlist. What was the medieval one that they
Gallivant.
Had? Gallivant. Mm-hmm. Go Smash, if you want to go back about 10 years. Interesting. So you're bringing in some deep cuts then for
some
of these.
Real deep cuts sometimes.
All right. And now, Catherine, you said at the top here you did the choreography at Thomaston Opera House for Beauty and the Beast. Did you do choreography for this, or?
I did. I did a fair amount for the group numbers, mm-hmm. and then helped people with their solos or smaller numbers mm-hmm. Come up with some movement or dancey things if the song required it.
And what's your dance background, out of curiosity?
I've danced my entire life. I danced non-competitively as a kid, mm-hmm. My studio kind of took me through a bunch of different styles, and mm-hmm. Once I got to high school and was doing theater all the time, musical theater all the time, I was like, wow, I really want to choreograph. And then I had the opportunity to quite a few times in college, and mm-hmm. the rest is history.
There you go. And for the audience out there, Catherine mentioned it's non-competitive dance. So if you've seen Dance Moms, that's the competitive dance world. The kids go around to the different dance company competitions, and they, you know, put their numbers out there, and they're judged, and there's winners and whatnot. Non-competitive studios are studios that just dance for the fun of it, and maybe they mm-hmm. put on recitals or things like that. And you know, there's no right or wrong either way. You know, it's just how you choose and what you want to do. But that's awesome. I wish I could dance. you know, it's never been my forte, and I'm envious of those who can. So hats off to you for being able to do that, and not only do it, but also help others to do it. We were talking off the air. You're a teacher by day, so
yes.
Do you think that's kind of an offshoot of this? I want to choreograph, the idea of teaching.
Absolutely. It definitely is all very related. And, mm-hmm. you know, theater is very related to teaching in general, just because you're kind of putting on a show while you're teaching.
Yes, indeed.
But being able to take education, which I am very passionate about, and theater and dance, and put them together is, like, just the best world for me.
Any thoughts about joining up with a studio and becoming a part-time dance teacher, or...?
You know, I would love to. It is something that I have looked into, but mm-hmm. I've moved quite frequently the last couple of years, so has not been a studio that I could join for a small amount of time.
Right. That's the tough part. If you're moving around a little bit to create that sense of community and home, well, hopefully, you know, things settle and you're able to stay in a place for a while and mm-hmm. And build that home, that community. Because I know any place would be lucky to have you, because I remember the dancing in Beauty and the Beast, and I thought it was wonderful. So,
thank you.
I'm talking this morning with Catherine Griffin and Killian Meehan from the Bright Young Things of Connecticut, a theater group that they are part of, who are putting on a cabaret at Phoenix Stage Company called It's Our House Now over there in Oakville, Connecticut, happening today at 2 p.m. and 7 p.m. You can go to phoenixstagecompany.org to find out more, or call the box office 860-417-2505. And I think now's a good time to pause for another villain song. Now, this is from a show that started as a Disney film and is a musical available for production. Never made it to Broadway. I think it got as close as the Paper Mill Playhouse down in New Jersey. But I love the music from this. I think it's great, and it's got one of the most epic Disney villain songs that there can be. It's The Hunchback of Notre Dame, and of course you have Patrick Page in the role of Judge Claude Frollo, and he sings this song, Hellfire.
Licentious crowd. Then tell me, Maria, why I see her dancing there, why her smoldering eyes still scorch my soul. I feel her, I see her, the sun caught in her raven hair is blazing in me out of all control. Like fire in my skin, this burning desire is turning me to sin. It's not my fault, I'm not to blame. It is the gypsy girl, the witch who set this claim. It's not my fault. If in God's plan, he made the devil so much stronger than a man. Protect me, Maria. Don't let this siren cast a spell. Don't let her fire sear my flesh and bone. Destroy Esmeralda and let her taste the fires of hell, or else let her be mine and mine alone. Hellfire, dark fire, now gypsy, it's your turn. Choose me or your pyre. Mercy on me, but she will be mine, or she will. Yeah.
That was Hellfire from The Hunchback of Notre Dame here on Backstage on WZBG. And look at the time. It's 9:29. The time is just flying by. So I'm here with Killian Meehan. Sorry, I don't know why I put the H in there after I already made a stink about it. And Catherine Griffin from the It's Our House Now Cabaret, brought to you by the Bright Young Things of Connecticut, who are performing at Phoenix Stage over in scenic Oakville, Connecticut, this afternoon at 2 and this evening at 7. Go to phoenixstagecompany.org or call the box office, 860-417-2505. It's probably time to pause for a moment, get a quick word in, then we'll come back with What's the Buzz, and then we can get back into It's Our House Now. So stay tuned for What's the Buzz.
Substance use disorder and addiction is so isolating. And so as a Black woman in recovery, hope must be loud. It grows louder when you ask for help and you're vulnerable. It is the thread that lets you know that no matter what happens, you will be okay.
When we learn the power of hope, recovery is possible. Find out how at startwithhope.com. Brought to you by the National Council for Mental Wellbeing, Shatterproof, and the Ad Council.
All right, let's look at what's going on, shall we? Nothing much playing at the moment, but a lot of things coming up. Goshen Players have announced their production of Arsenic and Old Lace, that classic play, sort of a dark comedy. It's going to run February 24th through March 10th. You can go to goshenplayers.org to find out more. Landmark Community Theater has announced their production of Escape to Margaritaville, the Jimmy Buffett musical. It's going to be playing March 2nd through March 17th. For tickets and information, go to landmarkcommunitytheater.org. As we've been talking about here this morning, Phoenix Stage Company are hosting the Bright Young Things of Connecticut for the cabaret It's Our House Now, happening today, January 6th at 2 and 7 p.m. They've also announced their production of The Farce of Habit, not Force, Farce of Habit, running February 10th through February 24th. If you're interested in either of those, you can check out phoenixstagecompany.org. And the Warner Theater has announced their production of The Irish and How They Got That Way, which they just did a few years ago, and they are bringing back. No casting announced yet. We'll talk more about that in a minute. But if you're interested in the show, you can get tickets at warnertheater.org. That's going to be playing March 2nd through March 17th. A couple of auditions to mention. Goshen Players have announced auditions for 9 to 5, the musical. Those are currently scheduled for tomorrow, January 7th at 6 p.m. and Monday, January 8th at 8 p.m. That may change due to weather, but keep an eye on goshenplayers.org or their social media feeds for more on that. And the Warner Theater has announced auditions for The Irish and How They Got That Way. Those are going to be happening tomorrow, January 7th, and Monday, January 8th, from 7 to 9 p.m., by appointment only. Go to warnertheater.org to schedule an appointment. And that's the buzz for this morning. We're going to pause for another quick word, and then we will be back with more Backstage here on FM 97.3 WZBG.
If a hurricane is coming, is your community ready?
How does a community prepare for the unexpected?
By planning ahead. You know, taking action now can help minimize the level of storm damage.
So we don't have to keep rebuilding my school after a storm?
And much more. Planners are looking at how to make our community and others safer, so we can get back to our lives more quickly.
Like magic?
It's not magic, it's good planning.
Learn more about how planners are working to help communities at planning.org. Brought to you by the American Planning Association.
And we're back here on Backstage. I'm joined this morning by Catherine Griffin and Killian Meehan. We're talking all about It's Our House Now, which is happening today at 2 p.m. and 7 p.m. at Phoenix Stage Company in Oakville, Connecticut. It's a villain cabaret, a bunch of villain songs, some individual, some small group, some larger ensemble, a cast of 7 people, all under the age of 30, all younger community performers who are making a name for themselves and having a chance to shine, and I think that's absolutely fabulous. Now, this question is for both of you, Catherine and Killian. Going into this, did you have in your heart of hearts one number that you really wanted, that you're like, oh man, I know I want to do this number, and I got to make sure it happens somehow?
I'll go first on this. I didn't hear this song until a couple weeks before we started the rehearsal process.
Oh.
And we've only had 7 rehearsals too. So we started rehearsing basically Christmas ended, and then we did rehearsals.
Mm-hmm.
But there is a song that I sing, it's at the beginning-ish of Act 2, and it's The Headless Horseman.
Oh.
It's been only done a couple times, but it's this super low, like, swing number. And I love it so much, and I'm so happy I'm going to get to sing it.
Okay. Interesting. The Headless Horseman. Nice. Catherine, how about you?
I never get to play villains in general, so I was just super excited to be able to sing a villain number of mm-hmm. any kind. Mm-hmm. I think as the rehearsal process went on, I was going to do one number, but I then twisted my ankle, and now Killian and I are doing Dangerous Game from Jekyll and Hyde, I'm very glad we're doing that one. That is, it's a great song.
That is an amazing number from Jekyll and Hyde, and, you know, I do have to say, speaking as an outside observer here, if I were a casting director, you do give off a very, like, positive, vibrant, warm kind of energy. I might have trouble seeing you as a villain, so I can totally get where you're coming from on that. Desperately wanting to do something that maybe you haven't really had a chance to do. And there's nothing wrong with being a warm, positive person. Absolutely. We need a lot of those people in the world. But yeah, if that's your sort of default setting, it can be hard for people to let you out of that box sometimes. But yeah, Dangerous Game. That's it. Now I'm going to reveal a little personal bias here. I know that they sort of revamped Jekyll and Hyde a bit going back, I don't know, 10, 15 years, and they brought in Constantine Maroulis to play Jekyll and Hyde. Are you going with the original version from the classic Robert Cuccioli production, or is it the updated version?
I believe it's the updated version.
Okay. Alright. Interesting. Interesting. There you go. What other kinds of numbers can we... And Constantine Maroulis, don't get me wrong, is a great performer. He very talented. I didn't care for his recording of that particular show. There's something about it that just didn't resonate with me. Other people love it, and that's great. So perhaps in other hands, that version is a fabulous version. Don't get me wrong. I'm not trying to say that it's a bad thing. No, not at all. It's just, you ever have that where you're like listening to a cast recording and you're like, why that person? You know, you're sitting there Monday morning quarterbacking it kind of a thing.
Absolutely. I definitely have preferences on my cast recordings if they've been, if it's the same musical that's been mm-hmm. recorded a couple times.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. My girlfriend and I were just talking the other day about Annie Get Your Gun. There's apparently like 40 different recordings of Annie Get Your Gun with people like Ethel Merman and Bernadette Peters, Mary Martin. Was it Doris Day? It's like one of those types of people. It just the most interesting collection of people you could imagine, and it's which one do you like? I don't know. Throw a dart at a board, and you'll hit something. And so, but what other kinds? And I know you mentioned Friends on the Other Side. You mentioned Dangerous Game. What is it? A secret? Like we're not supposed to know what numbers people are gonna hear, or can we hear a few of them?
I think we can share a few.
Okay.
What are some fun? So our Act 2 opener. I think it's another one of my favorites in the show. We're singing Heffalumps and Woozles. And it was very fun when we did our sing-through hearing everyone go, oh man, I was so scared of those when I was a kid.
They were horrifying.
Yeah. Oh yeah, the classic song from Winnie the Pooh about the imagined monsters that Winnie the Pooh and his friends thought were out there, and Christopher Robin had to continuously remind them, no, they don't exist. But yeah, that's a great song going back, a very bouncy and fun kind of villain number. So there's another one. I know you mentioned The Headless Horseman, and I know you mentioned The Count of Monte Cristo.
Yes, the song is A Story Told from A Count of Monte Cristo.
How about a couple of others that people might be interested in?
There are, I think, two songs from Annie.
Oh.
So we'll be getting some good Miss Hannigan and Rooster.
Oh, yes.
Content there. And we're also doing a few Muppet songs.
Oh, okay. Very nice. Is anybody going to issue a maniacal laugh? Like from the Muppets?
not specifically from the Muppets, but there is plenty of opportunity for maniacal laughter.
There you go. I love a good maniacal laugh. My coworkers in the classrooms on either side of me don't always appreciate my maniacal laughs, but nor do my students, come to think of it. But there's something about a maniacal laugh that just soothes the soul in some dark place, which is fabulous. So some tremendous numbers, like you said, some coming from Disney movies and Disney shows, some from other sources. So it sounds very exciting. It's called It's Our House Now. It's happening today at 2 p.m. and again at 7 p.m. over at the Phoenix Stage Company facility in Oakville. You can go to phoenixstagecompany.org or call the box office, 860-417-2505. It's 9:40, so I think what we'll do is we'll play a song, and we'll come back and we'll talk about the weather, because there is a fair amount to talk about weather-wise, I must say. And then, you know, the time is going. We're gonna be on our way to our next thing before you know it. So still plenty to talk about, though, with It's Our House Now. So another great villain song. This comes not from a Disney film, but from it used to be 20th Century Fox. Now it's just, I think, 20th Century Films. Anastasia. It was turned into a stage musical and debuted here in Connecticut, actually, over at Hartford Stage. And from that original Broadway cast recording, we have Ramin Karimloo, who is just a tremendous talent, in the role of the villain, singing the song The Neva Flows.
Be very careful of these rumors that prevail. Be very careful what you say. I was a boy who lived the truth behind the tale, and no one got away. I saw the children as the soldiers closed the gate, the youngest daughter and her pride, my father leaving on the night they met their fate, his pistol by his side. The Neva flows, a new wind blows, and soon it will be spring. The leaves unfold, the Tsar lies cold, a revolution is a simple thing. I heard the shots, I heard the screams, but it's the silence after I remember most. The world stopped breathing, and I was no longer a boy. My father shook his head and told me not to ask. My mother said he died of shame, but I believe he did a proud and vital task. And in my father's name, the Neva flows, a new wind blows, and soon I have pulled the trigger if I'd been told. Be careful what a dream may bring. A revolution is a simple thing.
The That was Ramin Karimloo from the original Broadway cast recording of Anastasia with The Neva Flows here on Backstage on WZBG. And it's just about 9:44. So let's talk about the weather. Catherine, you drew the short straw, so you get to read the weather. What's going on?
All right. So we have a winter storm warning tonight and Sunday. Today, there will be increasing clouds, highs 30 to 35. This evening, snow developing between 6 and 8 p.m. Tonight, snow heavy at times, becoming breezy, low temperature between 25 and 30. Tomorrow, Sunday, periods of light snow tapering off mid to late afternoon, blustery and cold. Temperatures will be falling through the 20s. The total amount of snowfall will be between 8 and 12 inches predicted, and on Monday it will be partly sunny and highs of in the 30s.
There you go. It's about 28 degrees, climbing up towards 30 here at our WZBG studios in Litchfield. And another quick check with the Storm Center. One thing to mention for today, Torrington High School Players Matinee of a Year with Frog and Toad will be at 1 p.m. this afternoon at the Torrington High School Little Theater. For tomorrow, Morris Congregational Church has canceled their Sunday services. St. Paul's Lutheran Church has canceled in-person services tomorrow. They do encourage folks to join on Facebook or YouTube at 10 a.m. And St. Paul's Church in Bantam has canceled its Sunday 10 a.m. service. The Storm Center updates brought to you by Northwest Hills Credit Union. Northwest Hills Credit Union in Torrington has the products and services to meet everyone's needs, like on-site coin counting machines. You can bring in your loose change. Details are at nwhcu.com. And I'm joined this morning by Catherine Griffin and Killian Murphy from the, there we go, the Bright Young Things of Connecticut. So many tabs I have to keep an eye on. The Bright Young Things of Connecticut, who are putting on their cabaret production, It's Our House Now, over at Phoenix Stage Company in Oakville, Connecticut, happening today at 2 p.m. and at 7 p.m. It's a two-act, about 2 hours worth of entertainment, villain cabaret, bringing in some of the great villain songs, and brought to you by younger performers all under the age of 30, getting a chance to shine and do their thing. And now, with the Bright Young Things, is there an official, like, leadership structure, or is it sort of just a loose association?
We're trying to have it as ensemble cast and directed as possible.
Okay.
We do have a figurehead director, which is my mother,
mm-hmm.
But we're really trying to, she really tries to stay out of it as much as possible. She's there to talk to Ed and make sure we've got all the tracks in line. Really, it's directed, and I mean, Catherine choreographed mostly everything. People did their own solo numbers. We did the work outside. I mean, we did only have 7 rehearsals in total. Each of those was only a couple hours. And I mean, I'm really happy with the show that we managed to put together.
Well, I find that interesting because if you have the right group of people, that sort of like, let's all work together thing functions perfectly fine. But it can very easily sometimes you get different creative visions and people trying to pull in somewhat different directions. But I think it's great that you have that sort of, you have a show director, but allows the people to sort of bring it forth. Were there any minor hiccups along the way about people really wanting something and having to share or having to hand off or anything like that? Or was it all very smooth and easy?
I didn't hear of any, and I didn't have any. I don't know, Catherine.
Yeah, no, it felt like a very smooth process.
Mm. It's one of those groups where if the theater did not have to close, we kind of would just stay there and continue to chat after rehearsals.
Absolutely.
Like, really, everybody's kind of there for each other. We all have each other's backs, and we're there to put on the best show that we can.
There you go. And I think that when you have those situations, the audience can tell, right? When it's just people that are enjoying each other and enjoying the work, the audience recognizes that and feels that, and it makes the performance that much more engaging and enjoyable. And I know exactly what you're talking about, this idea of, oh, we just kind of hang out until somebody shuts the place down because they have to for whatever reason. So that's fabulous. And is the group bigger than the seven that are performing, or is you know, was it just these are the people that were available kind of a thing? Is it you know, how big of a group are we talking about here?
So the original, we did a show come the end of summer, and there were six of us. The only three people that were able to make it to this show were me, Emily, and Chad. Our other three members, Barry Leibowitz, Colby Tremblay, and Emily Killian. Emily is in med school. Colby was away in London studying abroad, and Barry is directing another show at this time. So we would love to have them back when we do our hopeful next cabaret, which is going to be sometime in spring. We're hoping to do a miscast cabaret, The Roles We'll Never Get to Play.
Yeah.
And we're hoping to, a dream would be to have all 10 of our Brett Young things in attendance.
There you
but
go.
But we're hoping to build a group of enough young talent where no matter when we want to do a cabaret, whatever theater is able to host us, we have people for it. But really, Phoenix is our home, so we'd love to be able to continue to do stuff at Phoenix. And the more people we can get to do it with us, we're happy to have them.
There you go. Now, do the Bright Young Things have a website, a Facebook page, someplace that people, if they're interested, to reach out and be like, hey, I'm 23 and I'm looking to get involved? And
We do have an email address. There are a couple posts on Facebook where we're looking for talent. If you want to reach out to us, reaching out to me on Facebook, Killian Meehan on Facebook, that's a fine way to reach out. Or reaching out to Phoenix to get put in contact with one of us, that's another great way to do it.
Yeah, Phoenix Stage Company, they have presence on most social media platforms. They have phoenixstagecompany.org as their website. You could also, I assume, call the box office, 860-417-2505. Operators may not be standing by at the moment, but you know, they do listen to messages, and if you're interested, because you know, again, community theater means it comes from the community, and it has to be revitalized and replenished and restocked. And so this seems like a great way to do that, to give young people a chance to show off what they can do and connect with other young people and, you know, just keep theater alive in any way, shape, or form that it happens to take. So I am all for it, even though I'm a tad beyond the age cap on the group, you know, but it happens. Whatever. I'm not bitter. So you've got two acts here for It's Our House Now, all villain songs. Was it hard to come up with like a show order and a flow of everything, since it's all villains? There's no like, oh, let's lighten things up now with a comedic number, and let's get a little more emotional with a big love song and whatnot. No, villain song. How was that process of trying to figure out the structure of it all?
I think we definitely went through a couple iterations of the entire cast of like our set list. But I think one of the things that we're really fortunate to have is, because everyone is so talented in the group, even songs that are villain songs, they're able to present in a light. And there are some of those more comedic villain songs.
Oh, sure.
But like, I know we talked, Catherine, if you want to talk about the one from Crazy Ex-Girlfriend.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think with villain songs, even though they all are villains and the antagonists, there's such a like gradation of what it means to be a villain. And the song I'm the Villain in My Own Story from Crazy Ex-Girlfriend is about kind of just reflecting inwards and being like, oh, I'm not the main character. I'm actually the villain.
Right.
Right? Like... So there are some that are super duper like that are just very serious, whereas other songs are a lot more lighthearted and there's more tomfoolery than there is like being evil.
I like the tomfoolery, but you hit the nail on the head in a couple aspects there. There's the classic acting note: no villain believes himself or herself to be the villain. Every villain thinks he or she is the hero of the story. And that everybody else is wrong. There's also variations on villains. You've got the big, mean, scary ones, and then you've got the goofy ones and the more foppish or farcical kind of villains that you can find. And if you're talking about heffalumps and woozles, I think you're falling more into that sort of humorous aspect of them, you know, since they're out to steal honey from a stuffed bear, which, you know, I don't know that we have to worry about that crime wave happening anytime soon, but I don't know. I haven't checked in with stuffed bears lately. Maybe it's a bigger problem than I realized. So I think, you know, great point that you can have all kinds of different villain songs, which makes for a more enjoyable evening instead of just, okay, we're going to go dark, and then we're going to go darker, and then we're going to go darker still.
Yeah, we've got all ends of the villainous spectrum. You've got professional when you're a professional pirate from Muppet Treasure Island, and you've got Meant to Be Yours from Heathers.
Interesting.
You know?
Okay.
There's both ends of the villainous spectrum there.
Very different vibes.
Yeah, to be certain. God, remember that phase of musicals where it's like, oh, it's all the teen things, and here's the teen villains, and they're so evil, and we don't know why. Catherine, as a teacher, you've never encountered evil teens, have you?
Oh, not at all.
Misguided, maybe. But yeah, we're talking about It's Our House Now. It's a cabaret brought to you by the Bright Young Things of Connecticut, playing at Phoenix Stage Company in Oakville, Connecticut, 2 p.m. and 7 p.m. today, January 6th. Go to phoenixstagecompany.org or call the box office, 860-417-2505. That's 860-417-2505. And we look forward to this. We look forward to maybe another cabaret in the future. You mentioned maybe like a miscast, men singing songs traditionally sung by women, or women singing songs traditionally sung by men. Maybe young people singing songs traditionally sung by older people. Who knows? So that ought to be rather interesting. I look forward to that with great expectation. Believe it or not, we're just about at the end. So I want to say, Killian, Catherine, thank you so much for coming in this morning. Break legs to everyone involved with the production. Shout out to Ed Bassett, good friend of the show, who's the grand high poobah over there at Phoenix Stage, doer of all things that Phoenix Stage requires. Great guy. And I'll be back on the air again next weekend with more Backstage. But until then, we're going to leave you with one more villain number, one of the great villain numbers of Disney history that also came to Broadway. In this case, it's the Broadway cast recording sung by Sherry Renee Scott from the 2008 production of The Little Mermaid. Here is Poor Unfortunate Souls. Have a great week, everybody.
My dear sweet child, it's what I live for, to help unfortunate merfolk like yourself. Poor souls with no one else to turn to. I admit that in the past I've been a nasty. They weren't kidding when they called me, well, a witch. But you'll find that nowadays I've mended all my ways, repented, seen the light, and made a switch. True, yes. And I fortunately know a little magic. It's a talent that I always have possessed. And here lately, please don't laugh, I use it on behalf of the miserable, lonely, and depressed. Pathetic, poor, unfortunate souls, in pain, in need. This one longing to be thinner, that one wants to get the girl, and do I help them? Yes, indeed. Those poor, unfortunate souls, so sad, so true. They come flocking to my cauldron, crying, spells, Ursula, please, and I help them. Yes, I do. Now it's happened once or twice. Someone couldn't pay the price, and I'm afraid I had to rake them across the coals. Yes, I've had the odd complaint, but on the whole, I've been a saint to those poor, unfortunate souls. Here's my best offer, babykins. I knew a spell that will turn you into a human for 3 days. Now it's got a procedural clause, sort of a squid pro quo. Before the sun sets on the third day, you've got to get dear old Princey to kiss you. If you do, you'll stay human forever.
And if I don't?
Nothing drastic, darling, I'm sure. Oh, look, small print. Your soul is mine forever, and you're doomed to spend eternity in my watery, hell-soaked lair. Lawyers, don't you just love them? Of course, there is one more thing. My fee.
But I don't have anything.
I'm not asking for much. Only your voice.
My voice? If I give away my voice, how can I ever...
You'll have your looks, your pretty face. And don't underestimate the power of body language. The men up there don't like a lot of blabber. They think a girl who gossips is a bore. Yes, on land it's much preferred for ladies not to say a word. And after all, dear, what is idle prattle for? Come on, they're not all that impressed with conversation. True gentlemen avoid it when they can. But they dote and swoon and fawn on a lady who's withdrawn. It's she who holds her tongue who gets her man. Come on, you poor unfortunate soul. Go ahead, make your choice. I'm a very busy woman and I haven't got all day. It won't cost much, just your voice. You poor unfortunate soul. It's sad, but true. If you wanna cross a bridge, my sweet, you gotta pay the toll. Take a gulp and take a breath. Go ahead and sign the scroll. Flotsam jetsam, now I got a voice. The boss is on a roll.
You're listening to FM 97.3 WZBG, Litchfield, Torrington.